Okay, Gufarav Ushmul Damri Tarvayu Koshiesh by Mikhamesh Saminim Varkan Alabar Minim and Zainas. The Itmar Nami, and it was also stated, Rav Ushmul Damri Tarvay, they both said, Koshihu Mikhamesh Saminim Varkan Alabar Minim and Zainas. Two very similar statements. The first one was Koshiesh by anything that has as part of the ingredients part of the five grains, you say Mazainas. The second one is, if it is the five grains, you say Bar Minim and Zainas. And the Gemara says, why did they need two separate, different statements? So Tzrich, we need both statements. Di Ashmi'in on bottom line, Laman Vavam Vaz, Di Ashmi'in Koshihu, if it said, any statement, if it said kol shehu, the second statement, hava mina, I would have thought mishum de isa be'ene. The only time you say bar mina mezonis on chopped up wheat and these type of things is because it's the entire bowl was made out of mezonis. Hava alidei tarufas, but if you were to go after tarufas, it was a mixed bowl for it had salad in there and whatnot. Then loy, you would not go. You would go after the raiv. Kamash milan. That's why you need the second statement. Kol shehu yesh bay. Anytime you have any ingredient. Anytime mezonis is part of the ingredients, then you must say mezonis. And this is how we paskin. This is why if there's any, this is why once you see wheat or oats or whatever in the ingredients, you say a bar minim mezonis. You don't have to worry about
it. The purpose of it is.
So now there is an unusual time where you have the purpose of it is just to hold the things together. The flour is not there to add any sustenance or any taste or anything like that. It's there specifically as a binder. For example, licorice. Then you don't say bare minim mezonis. But there, if it's really not there, some people say like, you know, a cone on an ice cream because I'm using it just to hold it. But most people like the cone itself. So if it's using it just as a holder and then you're eating it because you got to get rid of it, then you taka don't say a bracha.
You wouldn't make two brachas on the ice cream cone?
It depends. Most people do because most people enjoy the cone. But if it's there just as a holder, then not. But it's hard to determine if it, most people eat the cone because of a... But if it's there just as a whole, and licorice is a psak that changed recently, like 20 years ago. It used to be some people said mezonis on licorice. But then everybody agreed that licorice, it's there just as a binder. I don't think anybody says shahakal mezonis anymore. And if they, so then just say the second statement, that's the simpler statement, anything that has mezonis in it. You say mezonis. Have amina. I would have thought kol sheyesh by mechamesh asaminim and aval oris v'doichen. But rice and millet, loy mishum da al yidei. I would have thought. Oh, the reason why they said five grains and only those five grains was because they want. It was only because it was part of a salad or part of a mixture like cornflakes or something like that. But something like rice and millet, and by the way, corn also we never say mezonis on. But rice and millet, I would have thought that you never say mezonis on it. Loi, mishum da, and the reason why, I would have thought the reason why you don't say a mezonis, according to Rav and Shmuel, is because it's part of a mixture. But if it was by itself, just a person has a bowl of rice, then you would say a mezonis. Mishum da ayidei terubas, aval isa be'ena, but if it was by itself, neima afilo eris v'deich, and they would have said not only the five grains, they would have said everything. Na'ami v'archan ala b'rmin mezonis, kamash v'lan, then no. Kol shu mi'chamesh es ha'minim hudim v'archan ala b'rmin mezonis, only if it's from the five grains do you say mezonis. La'afuke, to the exclusion of eris v'deich, rice and millet. Da'afilo isa be'ena, even if it's by itself, lo'y m'varchan ala b'rmin mezonis, and you do not say a bracha bar minim mezonis on it. So according to Rav and Shmuel, the only things you say bar minim mezonis are the five grains, wheat, barley, oat, spelt, and rye. And those are the five grains that you say mezonis on. And you say them on no matter what, whether you're having it by themselves, whether you're having it as a mixture. If a person is eating Cheerios, even though there's tons of other ingredients there, if a person is eating any of those cereals that have wheat as one of the ingredients, you say mezonis. The only time you don't is, like Rabbi Langzer pointed out, if it's yours as a binder or whatever, but those are unusual cases. Almost always, if it's in the ingredients, you say mezonis. It's unusual to have it being used as a binder. So, rice, we're going to get to. But according to Rav and Shmuel, those are the only times you say mezonis. Rice, you would say shahakal. That is, or hadama. That is the psak of Rav and Shmuel. We're going to eventually not go with that. But the Gemara says, va'ariz v'derchen loymer v'archinen bar minim mezonis. You don't say a bracha of bar minim mezonis on rice. V'hatanya, hevilafan of pas oiriz. If they bring in front of a person rice bread, upas doichen, or millet bread. I once had rice ice cream, rice dream. Oy vey, it was mamish terrible. Mevarech ala tchila v'soif, you make a bracha on it at the beginning and at the end. K'maisa kedera, just like a maisa kedera, which is like a meat pie, which is, you would say mezonis on it. The gavim maisa kedera, tanya, b'tchila mevarech ala bar minim mezonis, because it's has a crust of mezonis around it. Ula b'soif, mevarech ala bracha achas v'inshalas, and afterwards you say ala michya. So it says, if you bring rice bread in front of you, you should say a bracha just like you would say on a meat pie. Just like a meat pie. You say, Bar Minim Zainas, and now we're finishing off. Okay, so what bracha do you say on a meat pie? You say, Bar Minim Zainas on a meat pie. So the Gemara says, no. What we meant to say was, you should say a bracha on it just like you say a bracha on that, but not the same bracha. Kemaisa Kedera v'loi Kemaisa Kedera. We meant to compare it to Maisa Kedera, but not entirely. Kemaisa Kedera that the Mevarachin ala Tchila v'Seif, that you need a bracha before and after. V'loi Kemaisa Kedera, but not the same bracha. D'ilu b'maisa Kedera b'tchila b'ayir minu mezenes ala v'Seif bracha achas min shalosh. Because in Maisa Kedera, beginning you say bracha b'ayir minu mezenes, and afterwards you say ala mechya. V'ilohacha b'tchila v'varach ala shahakol niv d'vari. Because it's no longer, since in its bread form, it's no longer in its hadam form. Ulu b'Seif b'ayir nefashas rabbis b'ches renin alkol ma shabara. Etc. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like there's an etc. here, actually. Maybe that's the bracha, according to Chazal. But the Gemara says, V'oiriz lav maisa kedera. So fine, so period. So the Gemara is now satisfied. So oiriz, you take a rice, you say hadama if it's in its format, or if it's ground up into bread, you say a shahako. The Gemara says, so Rav and Shmuel are still standing. The Gemara says, V'oiriz lav maisa kedera. Is rice not a mezainis? V'hatanya. Eila hein ma'isa kedera. The following things are ma'isa kedera. Chilka, which is rice cut into two and made into porridge. Targis, rice cut into three. Soilus, into flour. Zoriz. Rashi says that these things are zoriz if it's cut into four. So soilus you should probably take out. Arison, which is cut into five. V'oiriz and rice. So we see that rice is like wheat. Gemara says no. That's the unusual opinion of. That's the fringe opinion of Hamani Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri. That's the unusual opinion of Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, who paskins that you could even use rice matzah on Pesach. He holds that it's one of the five grains. He holds it's a sixth grain. The Tanya Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri Omer Oyres min Dagenu. It's a type of grain. V'chayav enalav chimutzei kares. If you eat it on Pesach in chametz form, you're chayav kares. V'adam yaitze ben yedechavas bevezach. If you eat it in matzah form, you're yaitze. He holds it's a grain. Avol Rabbanan loy. The Rabbanan hold that it's not a grain. So the Gemara says, "Rabbanan loy v'hatanya hakoyzis is a chita." If somebody eats a wheat seed, mevarach alav bari pri adama. You say bari pri adama. Talk enough, you grind it up. Afa, if you bake and then you bake it, so it's now bread, and then you cook this bread ubishla. So it depends, and this is very nokeya for French toast and things like that. Bismancha prusas kayamais. If the pieces are still there, you still see pieces bigger than a kazayas. Betchila mevarach hamaitz. You say hamaitz lechem and arts. Ulu b'sayif mevarach ala gimel brachas. And afterwards you have to bench, and that's what we do on French toast. If ain't a prusas kayamas, but if it's ground up into mamish pieces and then cooked, like challah kugel and things like that. So then the betchila mevarach ala bar min mezaynus. Ulu b'sayif mevarach ala baracha achas min shalos. You say mezaynus, and because you cooked it, it loses its status of being a bread. Hakoyse says ha'oyres. If a person eats a rice grain, mevarach ala bar pri adama, you say hadama. Talking of, you grind it up, afoy, you bake it, ubishle, and you cook it. Afa pisha shabrusas kayamas, even though the pieces are still there, you make rice, bread, French toast, you say, mevarach ala bar minim zaynais, ulu b'saif, mevarach ala bracha achas min shalosh, and afterwards you say ala mechya, uwa. So money, that second part is going to change. Money, who is the author over here? If it's Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, you can't use that same card over here because Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri says it's a regular bread. You would have to say hamaitzi. Who the amar iris min dagan who hamaitzi lechem in aretz v'shalish brachas boi bruchu. You'd have to say hamaitzi and bench. It must be the Rabbanan's opinion. Elav Rabbanani. And the Rabbanan's opinion are that you're saying boire mine mezainas on full pieces of rice bread. So we see that you do say mezainas on rice. But to yuvta the Rav and Shmuel, to yuvta, this is a refutation of Rav and Shmuel. So Rav and Shmuel actually meant that, but we are throwing them out. We're saying it's not halacha. Halacha indeed is that on rice you say mezainas, but a caveat to that is that it's not a regular mezainas. You cannot use it if a person has rice. See, if a person has a rice challah, he definitely does. He says mezainas, but he also should say a bracha on the other. In other words, we don't go basa roiv for rice.
What about bracha mona?
Bracha achrayna also, we're going to say bar nefashas. And not ala mechya. Even though it said over here ala mechya, but the Gemara is going to change that in a couple lines. Omar Mar, ha'koy says es achita. If somebody eats a piece of rice Wheat. Mevarach al abar peyadam yisei hadama. I have a hatanya bari mine zroim. We have a bracha which says you should say, you have a brisa which says that you should say bari mine zroim. The Gemara says like Asha. Remember, we have back on Lamed Hey Amad Aleph an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda who said that on greens you say bari mine deshoim. So Rabbi Yehuda liked to be more specific in his brachas. Now, he didn't like a general bayir pri adama. He liked a bayir pri tomato, bayir pri. So therefore, this opinion that you said, this braisa that stated that you should say bayir mina mazarim reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Harabana, the tnan, like we had ala yirakos on the greens, I'm a bayir pri adama, and we say bayir pri adama, but Rabbi Yehuda likes to be more specific, he said bayir mina deshoim. Bayir, one who creates these leafy stuff. So therefore, since Rabbi Yehuda was more specific over there, he's probably more specific over here too. Omer Mar, Hakoyis is a iris. If a person eats a rice straight, Mevarech al Abayir Pri Hadama. We say Mizoinus because our right when we finally get rice to the table, it's been cooked already and it's been so. Therefore, it's a Mizoinus state. If you were to go to the field, and to China, not advisable. But if you were to go and eat a piece of rice there, then right off the field, then you were to say a Hadama. If you grind it up, you bake it into bread, and then you cook that bread, even though you have French toast, so it's full pieces of bread, just covered in something. Gemara says, we have a brice which says, it doesn't say, we have a brice which says that after rice, you should say nothing. Which, in our thing, would mean burn the fascists. Amar Rav Sheshet like Asha, Harabban Gamliel, Vaharabbanan Tzemach like us. This is the opinion of Rabban Gamliel. This is the opinion of Rabbanan, the Tanya, Zehakla, Kol Shu Mishiva Saminim, anything that is of the Shiva Saminim, Rabban Gamliel, Amar Sholish Brachis, you have to bench on, Vrachacham, Amar Bracha Achas Me'en Sholish, you say a Al HaMechya on. Umaisin, there's a story by Rabban Gamliel, Vazakain, there's a story with Rabban Gamliel, and all of the Gedolim were eating Shahi Mesubin Ba'aliyah, they were eating in the attic in Yerichai, in the basin over there. The Hevil, the Fnehem, Kaiseves, and they brought dates out, Va'achlu, and they gave them to eat, everybody to eat. Venos and Rabban Gamliel, Rishus, Rabbi Kiva, Levarach, and to bench, Rabban Gamliel says to Rabbi Kiva, you bench. The Kafats, he jumped up, but it means he jumped. And Ubarech, Rabbi Kiva brach achas men shalosh, and he gave an ala michya, ala peiris, ala peir peiris, instead of benching. Even the Rabbi Gamliel personally paskened that you should bench. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Akiva, ad masai ata machnas reish chabena machlekas. How? I with the other gedolim have a machlekas. Why are you coming in and putting your head between this machlekas? Why are you getting involved? You should have paskened like me here. I'm running the show. Amalei, so Rabbi Kiva responded, Rabbeinu, Avapisha Ata Oimer Kach, even though you said your psak, you should bench, the Chavercha Oimer Mkain, but your friends said like this, and the Madatanu, you taught me, Rabbeinu, that Yochid Ravim, Alecha Karavim, I passed like the Ravim. I wasn't getting involved. I was just following your teachings. That Yochid Ravim, Alecha Karavim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishmai, Rabbi Yehuda said over in his name of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shu Mishiva Saminim, V'loy min dagan, anything that is from the Shivas Aminim, but it is not one of the grains. So, hu oy min dagan, or it's one of the grains, v'loy asoy pas. Or it's one of the grains, but you didn't make bread out of it. Rabbi Gamliel, Amar Sholosh Brachas, you should bench on. Mechama Amar Bracha Achas, Me'en Bracha Achas. You make the alamichya. Kol she'en aloy min Shivas Aminim, if it is not part of the Shivas Aminim, v'loy min dagan, and it is not a grain, kegoin pas oires v'doichen. There, Rabban Gamliel amar bracha achas mein shalish, and this is what we need. V'chacham amar v'loiklam. So we see that there's a machlekes, and this is why we needed an entire brisa for this last line. There's a machlekes. What bracha achroina do you make on rice? Rabban Gamliel says you make an ala michya, and the chachamim say you say nothing. So therefore, our first brisa, which stated that you should say an ala michya, was the Rabban Gamliel. Our second brisa, which says that you say no bracha achrayna, is the Rabban. The Gemara says, b'mayu kimta. So how are you explaining the first brisa, Rabban Gamliel? So let's go back, let's rewind 1 second in that first brisa. Eima seifa dereisha. Im eina prusas kayamais, if the pieces are not around, in other words, you cooked, you made challah kugel or something like that, b'tchilu mevarech alei abarim minim mezenes, u'lebesayif mevarech alei abracha achas me'in shalish. Now, if you have challah kugel made out of the 5 grains, the brisa says you do not wash, you do not have to say hamaitzi, and you do not have to bench. So now who's that? money, E Rabban Gamliel, that can't be Rabban Gamliel, because Rabban Gamliel holds you wash and bench on everything, including dates and figs. Hashta akai seves, but adaisa Rabban Gamliel give a brachas. So Rabban Gamliel would hold on dates and on daisa, on porridge, you would say the gimel brachas. Im ena prusus kemes, if you have wheat bread that was crushed up, you're not going to say miboy. Certainly, you should say the you should wash and bench. Ela pshita, it must be rabbanan, and it must be the rabbanan. So now that we have proven that this brisa reflects the view of the rabbanan, back to our question: how could the seifa say that on rice you make an alamichya when we know the rabbanan hold on rice you don't say an alamichya? The gemara says yochi kasha the rabbanan, and the gemara says el olam rabbanan is the rabbanan. The tani gabe ayres ulu besoif einu mevarach alav alaklam. You're right; it's a mistake. Scratch it out and put in the rabbanan hold. You make an alamichya. You make nothing. A lot of times when it says you make nothing, it means you make a bar nefashas, which is what we do. You do not say alamichya on rice, and this is how we paskin. You say a bar nefashas. Let's go on just a little bit. Amar Rava, hay riata dechakloi. This is riata dechakloi. This is the same type of congealed porridge that we talked about earlier. So it's made out of honey and oil and wheat and other stuff. Dechakloi is the people in the village. So this type of porridge that is made by villagers, the mavshi bekimcha, where they add in a lot of wheat, there mevarach b'yamin mezaynis. My time, what's the reason? Desmida ikr, because the flour is the main part of the food. The mechuza, but the ones that are made in the city, with the loy mavshi bekimcha, where there's not so much flour, mevarach ala shahakal ne'abedvarim. You make a shahakal. My time, because duvshi ikr. Why? Because the honey's the ikr. However, we know not like this. Rava actually retracted, and he said, "You know what? I'm wrong. Either the barimim in the zaynis, like we said, the Rav Shmuel, the Amar Tavaya, kol sheyesh b'mechamesh yisaminim, mevarach anala barimim in the zaynis. Like we said before, it doesn't matter what's the roiv and what's the ikar. If there's mezaynis in there, so long as it's not a binder, so long as it's part of the food, you make a bracha on the mezaynis. Amar of Yosef, hay chavitza diiz be pirurin kizayis. If you have a chavitza, which is, you make some sort of bread in a pan. Okay, I don't know if it's like a pancake or if it has pieces, the isbe pirun kazayis, if it has pieces of bread, so it's sort of like French toast. This is sort of like French toast. You take bread, you make it in a pan with something. So I don't have the exact recipe, but it's sort of like French toast, where you're frying it again in some sort of thing. So if it has pieces that are the size of a kazayas, at the beginning you'll say hamaitzi, and afterwards you'll say benching. The less be piru in kazayas, if it does not have a pieces that are the size of a kazayas, it's just crushed up. So then betchilam varach ala barim minim mezaynus, you'll say mezaynus al basayif bracha achas mein shalosh, and at the end you will say a al hamichya. Amar of Yosef, no aminala. How do I know this? That we dafka make a bracha on pirurin the size of a kezias. The Tanya, because I have a brisa. Haya oime du makriv menachas biYerushalayim. If a person is going ahead and he's bringing a carbon, hopefully even today, Omar Baruch Shechayanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh, he should first say a bracha Shechayanu. The first time he's bringing a carbon, a major simcha. Notlan v'la'achlan, if he goes ahead and he takes it to eat it, mevarach hamaitzi lechem en aretz. You should say hamaitzi. V'tanya la, and it was stated about menachas that have a kulan poitatin kezias. You crush them up to pieces the size of a kezias. So you take them, you put them in oil, and you put it on the mizbeach. You mix it with oil, you put it on the mizbeach. So we see, we put some on the mizbeach, you eat the rest. So you see that you're making a bracha on pieces the size of a kezias. So that's how I know you have to have at least a kezias. There's a machlekas how you crush them up. Some say you crush it up until it's flour. You crush up the bread until it's crumbs. According to him, according to him, you don't say hamaitzi. And if you want to say that's true, but I have a brisa which states, look at mikulin kezias. You take from all these pieces of kezias. You take from all the pieces of menachas and kazayis, v'achlan, and you eat it, im chametzu, if it's chametz on Pesach, enesh karis, the guy gets karis. V'im matzahu, and if it's matzah, adam yoytze ba yidei chayvasu b'pesach, a person can be yoytze his chayv on Pesach. So what do we see? The chiddush is that your yoytze, your chi of matzah with matzah meal, What happens if a person goes ahead and puts matzah meal down on the night of Pesach? Is he yotze? Or does it have to be? You're right. He won't be yotze the three matzahs and v'chula all the shlemis. But those are all minhagim. The diorais is you have to eat matzah. Are you yotze or matzah with matzah meal? The answer is yes, says the Gemara. So we see that you are yotze. Even now, the fact that you're yotze with just matzah meal is half the chiddush. The other half of the chiddush is even though it was already mixed with oil. I don't think you're yotze if you mix it with oil, actually. It has to be plain matzah. Okay, let's put that on the side. So we see that even though the menachas were crushed up to less than the size of a kezias, so it's following Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Nevertheless, you're saying a bracha hamayitzi on them, and you yaitze on Pesach. Well, let's just get the answer because I didn't realize how late it was. The Gemara says, "Talk about my skin and bisha arson." It's talking about where you put them back together. You squished it back together to become a big piece. So the Gemara says, "Yehachi ema sefer." Look at the sefer. Behusha achalon, you ate them b'gedei achilas pras. In the time that it takes you to eat the achilas pras, if you put it back together, now it's one big piece of bread. V'ibisha arson, haisha achalon. What's the plural of that? You eat them. Shachalumi b'yilu, you ate it. Okay, the Gemara says it's a chiddush. It's talking about where the matzah that it came from is still around. So the Gemara says it's no raya. So my havila, what's lamaisa? Amar Rav Sheshes, hay chavitza. This chavitza, this toast, this French toast. Afal pi d'les be piru and kezias. Even though it doesn't have the size of kezias, mevarach aleh hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. You say hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. Now I just want to say that this is specifically because it did not lose its tzuris in a hama. It's the, so French toast is not, it obviously it's not straight French toast. It was just fried again in the frying pan. But it wasn't, or maybe French toast has this din, or fried, depending how you make a French toast. But if it was cooked, bread that is cooked, it depends. If it's less than a kezias, then you make a mezonos. If it's bigger than a kezias, you say, how am I saying? All right, so we'll stop over here.